In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. It's Father Tom and Maria Vadia. We're going to be looking at the 12th chapter of Isaiah. Beautiful chapter from Isaiah, the 12th chapter.
And hello, everyone. We are in Miami, where Father is not used to the heat, but we are enjoying him very much. So Isaiah 12, starting in verse 2, it says, "Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord God is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation." You know, just like I have just read, we need to get to know God and to be able to trust him in any situation, in any difficulty that you encounter in life, even if there is COVID, even if there is another virus, even if there's famine in the land. We need to trust God and not be afraid, because our God is trustworthy. He is worthy to be trusted. He's faithful, and his word is there forever, forever placed in the heavens. And heaven and earth will pass away, but his words will never pass away. And if you think of the faithfulness of God, you think of the Israelites in Egypt when the plagues were being released all over Egypt. The Israelites were protected. They lived in a place called Goshen. For example, when Egypt was full of darkness, there was light in Goshen. When the cattle of the Egyptians were being killed, were dying, the cattle in Goshen, it was perfectly fine. So God makes a difference. Our job is to trust God and not be afraid, because the devil is a liar, he's a tormentor, he's a bully, and he's always trying to harass us. So we basically listen to three voices: our own, the Holy Spirit, and the devil. And the devil is a liar. And if we do not know what the Word of God says, if we do not know our God, then we're going to fall for the lies of the devil. And you know what Hosea 4:6 says, "My people perish for lack of knowledge."
My people perish for lack of knowledge. I tell you, you've got to read the Scriptures. You've got to hear these broadcasts that Jesus Christ, through his word, fills us with the Holy Spirit. How we need the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. How we need that the Spirit of God would come upon us and in us, that we would be able to be his people. Not only saying, we're the people of God. No, to be his people is to be filled with the Holy Spirit. How we need that Holy Spirit. We cannot get along without the Holy Spirit. Without me, Jesus said, you can do nothing. And that's just what a lot of people are doing, nothing. Why? Because Jesus is not in these things. The Holy Spirit is not in these things. Oh, yes, it's so easy to run the church without the Holy Spirit. But I'm going to tell you what happens this year. It's going to happen next year. That's nothing.
So I was in Ireland when the COVID explosion started to take place. And I had come from Poland. Now I was in Ireland. And I got to my hotel room, and I saw that President Trump was going to talk at 9 p.m. about the virus. And for me, it would have been 2 a.m., but I waited to see what was going on. I had no idea of what was really going on. And after I heard Trump say that the flights were going to be canceled, so on and so forth, this fear tried to grip me. I was alone in my hotel room, and a fear came and tried to grip me. But I know the weapons that I have. I know my God, and I started to use my weapons. I used my authority, and I said, in the name of Jesus, you spirit of fear, I bind you, and you've got to go, and I step all over you. And I started to pray in the spirit, and I started to praise God. And it took a little while before I was set free from this demon that was coming against me to paralyze me with fear. And then when I was freed, I heard the voice of the Lord, and he said, haven't I delivered you from everything? And the Lord said, write down in a piece of paper every time that I have delivered you. And it was like 2:30. I don't know what time it was, maybe 3 a.m. in the morning. And I wrote down in a piece of paper the times that the Lord had delivered me. And it was so many times that the Lord had delivered me from dangerous situations. And I read them one by one. And this peace just came upon me that I could really, you know, stand on the faithfulness of God, on his character and nature. Brothers and sisters, we are his people. He takes care of us. He protects us. He releases angels. Like Psalm 91, verse 11, I think it says, even though 1,000 might fall at my side and 10,000 on my right hand, I will not fear. I will not.
I'm going to ask Maria to tell us the time she was locked out of her house. This is a wonderful story. It's a wonderful story because she was expecting God to move, and she just didn't know how he was going to do it.
So I locked myself by accident out of my own house. I live in a townhouse, and on the second story, there's a little balcony next to my daughter's bedroom. And I got out into that little small balcony to sweep it, to, you know, broom away the leaves and the stuff out there. And I shut the glass door. And I had forgotten that that door locks itself. So now I was in a little balcony with a broom. That's all I had. No cell phone, no keys, nothing. And it was Friday afternoon late, and it was a long weekend, which means that everybody had gone to the beach already. And there was no one in sight. There was no one in sight. And I said, this is an impossible situation. I'm just going to wait and see what God is going to do. All I did, I started to pray in the spirit. Hora, ba, 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 bye. Hekele. I was alone there. Let me tell you, I didn't lose my peace because I knew something was going to happen. I knew God was going to rescue me. Suddenly, I see a young man, a young man that had been working in another townhouse. He was carrying all this dirt out of this townhouse. And I started to shout at him, young man, in Spanish, young man, I need your help. I need your help. So there is a huge wall in my townhouse. Anyways, he came up, and I spoke to him in Spanish. I explained to him what was wrong. He climbed that wall, and thank God that the door into my living room was unlocked. So finally, he came up and took me out of that balcony. And it was beautiful because I said to him, wait for me. And I took a $100 bill. I was so thankful to the Lord. And I said, young man, do you know Jesus? And he said, I know Jesus. He's my Lord and Savior. I said, praise be to God. I want to give you this. And he says, no, ma'am, I cannot take this money from you. I said, take it. The Lord wants you to have it. No, ma'am, I can't take this money from you. I said, give it to your mother. And then he opened his hand to give it to his mother. So I was telling Father Tom and Anthony this testimony yesterday, how I was locked out totally without a key, without a cell phone, nothing, but the Lord rescued me. Thank you, Jesus.
You see, she expected that God was going to do something. She just didn't know what he was going to do. And, you know, he sent that young man. Oh, yes, she didn't lose her peace. you know, this is so real because God is for us. And the Word of God says, if God is for us, who can be against us? He did not spare his own son, but sent him for the expiation of our sins. Oh, yes, how we need to know that we are the children of God, that God has something up his sleeve when we are desperate. Oh, yes, desperation draws us to the heart of Jesus. Desperation, are you desperate for the Lord today? You say, well, you know. No, I'm not well, you know, at all. Are you desperate for the Lord today? I'm always desperate. I'm always desperate for the Lord. I have nothing to give because without him, I can do nothing. And you know what? Nothing is nothing. We talk about these things that parishes run. You know, they're good things. But is the Holy Spirit part of these things or the center of these things? Oh, yes. We need the Holy Spirit to do what only God can do. He is our refuge, our strength, our deliverer. He loves you today. That wonderful Holy Spirit is in love with you today. And the thing that we need to know is you fathers know how to give good things to your children. If they ask for a piece of bread, you don't give them a stone. If they ask for a fish, you don't give them a scorpion. How much more will the Father, who is perfect, give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? Much more. Much, much more.
Brothers and sisters, our God is able. Amen. Not only is he able, he wants to reveal himself to us in different ways, in deeper ways. And this word for salvation, behold, God is my salvation, in the Hebrew language, it means deliverance, it means help, it means victory, it means prosperity, it means welfare. Yes, the Lord wants you to experience victory in every area of your life. Whatever you are going through, he is more than able, amen, so that you can experience victory. Your job is to believe. Your job is to act on the word of God. Your job is to decree and to declare, to pray in the spirit, to stand on the word of God. And when we know him as our helper, as our deliverer, as our healer, as our victory, as our prosperity, as our welfare, then we go to verse 3. Therefore, you will joyously, with joy, you will draw water from the springs of salvation. That's the Holy Spirit. We have wells of salvation in our innermost being. We have springs. We have fountains of living water. John 7:38, Jesus says, those who believe in me, as the scriptures have said, out of their innermost being will flow rivers of living water. And so joy becomes like the cup that we used to bring to draw the water out of that well and out of that fountain. And in that day you will say, give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make known his deeds among the peoples, make them remember that his name is exalted. Praise the Lord in song, for he has done excellent things. Let this be known throughout the earth. Cry aloud and shout for joy. Oh, inhabitants of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. Malachi chapter 1, verse 11, the Lord says that he wants his name to be made great in the nations. Are you making the name of Jesus great? Are you giving testimony of what he has done? Are you giving excellent testimonies of what this wonderful God has done for us? Because that's part of who we are. That's part of who we are in this planet. We are a nation of kings and priests. We're supposed to be telling people about Jesus everywhere that we go.
I got a call yesterday from a man, and I prayed with him. He said, 6 years ago, I came to you at Holy Rosary, and I had cancer, and the Lord healed me. Hallelujah. Tell what the Lord has done. Tell what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. The Lord healed him of cancer, and he's still healed. This is God doing these things through the Holy Spirit. You know, we make God a little God, rather than God says, nothing is impossible with me. Nothing. Nothing. I want you to pray for a little baby right now, that God would see her way to a peaceful end, that she would live out her life with a peaceful end and not with anybody else that wants her, but for the people who want to adopt her. So, Father, we pray for this beautiful baby. We declare and decree in the name of Jesus she's going to be adopted by this family. We declare and decree that she's going to be adopted by this family because she's so beautiful, she's so loving, and she so needs a family that's going to raise her up to do the things of God and to be at peace.
Brothers and sisters, this could be the greatest time for the church, and by the church, I don't mean the building, I mean the people, sons and daughters. This could be our greatest time because the times are really dark. So light shines the brightest when it's really, really dark. So the Lord is taking us out of our comfort zones. He's taken us out of the familiar territory. We need to start taking steps of faith. We need to start drawing from the well of salvation, living water. Those are the rivers of the Spirit. That's the resurrection power of the Lord. In those rivers, we find the joy. In those rivers of the Spirit, we find the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We find the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Those rivers start to flow inside of us. Our lives change. And whatever the Lord asks us to do, the Lord empowers us to do it. Our God is a God of grace. These are rivers of grace empowering us to do what we think it's impossible for us. See, all my life I used to be very shy and timid until I met the Lord. And then he asked me to give a teaching in the prayer group. And the first time that he asked me, I said, no, Lord, you know that I am shy and timid, that I cannot do this. See, all my life I had been listening to a voice that was telling me that I was timid, that I could not get up and speak in front of people, and I was super afraid of doing this. And I went through university totally, you know, going through panic attacks every time that I had to stand in front of the class. And so I told the Lord the first time that he asked me, I said, no way. But the second time, I understood that I had a person living inside of me that was giving me unlimited help. Hallelujah. Say this, unlimited help.
Unlimited help.
Yes, unlimited help.
Unlimited help.
These are the never-ending flow, never-drying rivers of the Holy Spirit. And the second time that the Lord asked me to speak, I did it because I knew at that moment that relying and trusting in God, I could do it. Amen. Zechariah 4:6, it's not by might, it's not by power, it's by my Spirit, says the Lord. And guess what? I did it that time in 1987, and I have not stopped proclaiming the word of God. Hallelujah.
Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. This mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed. How? By my Spirit, says the Lord. See, it's all about the Holy Spirit. We are Christ-centered, and the Holy Spirit always glorifies Jesus. Oh, yes. He always glorifies Jesus. Do you know that today? My people perish for lack of knowledge. Well, we're telling you, you don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be afraid because God is in you if you've given him your life. Jesus is in you if you've given him your life. The Holy Spirit is in you if you've given him your life. And it's all about giving God our life, surrendering our being to the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Jesus, loving Savior, I surrender all.
It says in verse 6, cry aloud and shout for joy, O inhabitant of Zion. I'm telling you that shout is an expression of praise, and that shout is so powerful in the realm of the Spirit. And if we go back to the book of Joshua in the Old Testament, when Joshua led the people of God into the promised land to take over the promised land, the first city that they encountered was Jericho. And they had to take over Jericho. But humanly speaking, it was impossible for them to take over Jericho because the walls of Jericho were so thick that historians say that they could hold chariot races on top of those walls. So here is Joshua looking at those walls. He has no idea how he's going to lead the people of God to take over Jericho, but he's obeying God. He doesn't doubt the Lord. He's ready to take over Jericho, and you know what? The Lord gave him the strategy. Go around Jericho once a day, 7 days, and on the 7th day, let the ram's horns just be released, and then on the 7th day, go around Jericho 7 times, and shout. Let the people of God shout in unison. And everybody started to shout. And what happened? The walls started to tumble down and to come down brick by brick. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, the shout has the power of the Holy Spirit to bring down every wall of opposition in your life. Because the blessing is on the other side of the wall. What is opposing you today? What demonic strongholds do you have in your mind today that tells you you cannot do it, that you cannot go there, that it's impossible for you, that you are no good, that you're a disaster, that you are a failure, that you don't amount to anything? Those are the walls that need to come down in your life, in your thinking, in your mind. And we're going to give unto the Lord now a shout. And those shouts are going to bring down those strongholds that are keeping you bound. 1, 2, and 3. Oh. Yeah! Walls of addiction coming down in the mighty name of Jesus. Walls of fear coming down in the mighty name of Jesus. Self-pity coming down in the mighty name of Jesus. Depression coming down in the mighty name of Jesus. Feelings of hopelessness and worthlessness, that you are no good and that you will never bear fruit. We pull down those strongholds right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we decree and declare that the Spirit of the Lord God is filling you now, that the rivers of living water are coming, the rivers of living water that flow from the throne of God and from the Lamb. They are filling you right now, with the mighty presence of God Almighty.
God Almighty. Oh, yes. Our image of God has to be He is Almighty, all holy, all giving. Oh, yes. Our image of God's got to be destroyed. I'm not worthy. Jesus alone is worthy, and in Christ we are worthy. By the power of the blood. Oh, yes, it's all about the blood. Who preaches about the blood anymore? I do. I remember talking to whatever his name is, and I said, you never talk about the blood, Roy Masters. He said, you talk about it enough for me. you do it. I said, yes, but he says, I'm perfect. I said, you are perfectly deceived. You are perfectly deceived. Ask my wife. She'll tell you I'm perfect. I said, you are perfectly deceived.
I have a word of knowledge for a lady named Anne. And Anne, the Lord is saying to you to rise up, to lift your eyes towards heavens. And the Lord is saying to you, do not allow the enemy to torment you any longer. The Lord is saying to you that I have plans for your life, plans to prosper you, to give you a hope and a future, Jeremiah 29:11. And I believe that the enemy has been tormenting you, and you're listening to those lies, but in the mighty name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over Anne right now, and we step over the tongue of that devil, and we command the enemy to shut up right now, and Anne, rise up and start thanking the Lord. Open up your mouth and start thanking the Lord. Draw water from the wells of salvation. Take a sip of the rivers of living water and let those wells just burst open with the rivers of life. Thank you, Jesus.
The Lord loves you. He gave his life for you. He's coming again. Be ready. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.